الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We look around the world, brothers and sisters, and we see the state of the Muslims all over the world, not just in the Middle East, not just in Asia, but wherever there are Muslims, they are going through some type of trial and some type of tribulation. And we see the Muslims being oppressed. We see the Muslims being harmed. We see the Muslims being slaughtered and killed in certain parts of the world. And when we see this, it hurts us. We feel their pain. And we hear stories of children who leave their homes in the morning, leaving their homes in the morning to go to school. And they say goodbye to their families and they go to school. When they come back from school, they don't have a home to go back to. Their homes have been bombed. Their family is dead. And you hear stories about orphans living in orphanages because their whole family has been killed. The whole family has been killed and they've been slaughtered. And when they go to sleep at night, they take some chalk. They take some chalk and they draw an outline of an adult on the ground. And they sleep next to it because they're looking for some type of support, some type of comfort in their lonely lives. We hear about other children who are killed, and just before they die, just before their souls are taken, they tell those who are holding them in their arms, they say, "I'm going to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everything." I'm going to tell Allah everything that happened. And we hear countless stories like this of our own Muslim brothers and sisters who are being killed, who are being slaughtered. You know, we see videos and images on Facebook, on television, about their state and what they're going through. And it tugs at the heartstrings of every single one of us. And we feel their pain. And some of us, when we hear about these stories, when we hear and we see what the Muslims are going through, some of us start to have certain doubts. Some of us start to question things. Some of us start to say, if we are upon the haqq, if we are upon the truth, if we are those who are rightly guided, then why is this happening to us? Why is this happening to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen? Why is this happening to us? If we are upon the truth, why are we being humiliated today? If we are upon the haqq and we are upon the truth and we're great in number, there's so many of us living today, so many Muslims today. Why is this happening? We start to question ourselves. We start to question our own faith. We start to question whether we are upon the truth. And sometimes this happens to some people. And I want to mention today, brothers and sisters, some of the benefits and some of the wisdoms of trials and tribulations that befall the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. You might dislike something. You might despise something. You might hate something. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in that thing lots of good. There'll be lots of benefit in that thing. In that thing that you despise, in that thing that you hate. There'll be lots of good in it, whether we see that or not. And I want to mention, brothers and sisters, 6 benefits of trials and tribulations that Muslims face. 6 things that we can take. 6 things that we can be optimistic about when we see what's happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world. First and foremost, the fact that we feel pain. The fact that when we see these things happening on the television screens, on our laptops, on our computers, the fact that we become upset, The fact that when we go to bed at night, we can't sleep because we're thinking about what's happening to our brothers and sisters all over the world. The fact that we have these feelings, when we see our Muslim brothers and sisters being persecuted, being slaughtered left, right and center, the fact that we have this feeling is itself a sign that you yourself possess some iman and some faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you have a love for your Muslim brothers and sisters because you've never seen them before. You don't know who they are. You don't know their families. You don't know where they're from. You don't know their language. You've never been to those countries before. But you see them on the television screens crying and you start to cry. You become upset. And this is one of the signs of a believer. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادُهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ, that the example of the believer with regards to his mutual love and with regards to his mercy, وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ, and the compassion that he possesses, مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ, is like the example of a human body. When one part of that body feels pain, when there's pain in one single part, a small part of that body, تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ, the whole body feels pain. The whole body feels pain. And the whole body stays awake at night. And it has a fever. It can't sleep. Even though that pain is just affecting one part of the body. One limb of the body. And this is the example of the believer. When he sees someone who he's never seen before, he doesn't know who they are. But he knows that they're being afflicted. They're being oppressed. They're going through trials and tribulations. It affects him. And know, brothers and sisters, that if this is happening to you, then you possess some iman. And you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made you from the believers and from those who possess faith and possess iman. The second benefit of these trials and tribulations that are happening today in this world is that it shows the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it makes us realize that we have no power to do anything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will do whatever He wants. If He wants something to happen, it's going to happen. Whether we want it to happen or not. Whether we like it or not. And this is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and decreed is going to take place to us and to our Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا, those people, those Muslims, when they realize that this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that everything on the face of this earth belongs to Allah and everything will return to Him, what do they say? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا, those who when a trial or a disaster strikes, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong and to Him we will return. They realize when they see these things happening, that is something which is outside of their control. It's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong. He is the one who created us. He is the one who gave us what we have. And He is the one we are going to go back to eventually. Everything on the face of this earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third benefit of trials and tribulations which take place is that a person, when he sees these trials or when he goes through these trials and tribulations that affect him and affect those who are around him, he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns back to Allah azza wa jal because he knows that there is no nation, there is no leader, there is no group of people that can help him more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the whole world was to get together and try to harm someone, they won't be able to harm him if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him. And if the whole world got together and tried to help an individual, they won't be able to help him if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to help him. And an individual realizes this, and he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help him at a time and at a moment when no one else will be able to help him. He puts his trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. He asks Allah Azza wa Jal instead of asking and depending on other people, on other individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا, and when harm touches him, when harm touches an individual, he calls on us. He remembers us. When a calamity afflicts him, When a trial befalls him, when he goes to some form of tribulation, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ, when harm touches you while you're at sea, while you're at sea, ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ, everything that you used to call upon vanishes. Everybody that you used to ask for help, they can't help you anymore. إِلَّا إِيَّهِ, accept him, accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows in that state where he's in a moment of weakness, he knows nobody can help him. At this moment in time, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows that people may forsake him, people may not help him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. You know, they say you know your friends not during times of ease, but during times of hardship. You know who your friends are. When you're going through a trial, when you're going through a calamity, you know who those people are, that when you're going through those trials, they're by your side. They're with you. They're helping you. They're supporting you. They don't abandon you. And you only find that during times of calamity and during times of trial. The fourth benefit, brothers and sisters, of trials and tribulations that befall the Muslims is that it's an expiation for our sins and for our own shortcomings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبًا, that any disaster that strikes you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, then it's because of what your own hands have earned, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and he forgives a lot of them. Any trials, any tribulations that an individual goes through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive most of them. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. So as a result of trials and tribulations, a person will have his sins being expiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمِ مِنْ نَصَبْ وَلَا وَصَبْ وَلَا هَمْ وَلَا حَزْنْ وَلَا أَذَى وَلَا غَمْ, that no tiredness or exhaustion or worry or grief or distress or harm befalls a believer, even the pricking of a thorn, even something as small and as tiny as a thorn pricking him. He walks past a thorny bush and it pricks him. Even something as small as this, إِلَّا كَفَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَا, even something as small as this, it doesn't happen to the believer, it doesn't happen to the Muslim, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates some of his sins as a result of this. Subhanallah. Any type of discomfort that a believer goes through, it's a way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him of his sins. And a person should think about this. Anytime we go through trials and tribulations, we should realize that it's a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing his mercy, a way of Allah azza wa jal forgiving some of our sins that we may have done. The fifth benefit, brothers and sisters, of these trials and tribulations that are happening around the world is that we show mercy to those in need when we see them suffering, and we offer any type of aid that we can give them. And it reminds us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that we're living in safety and in security. The fact that we're here living comfortably, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon us, and that He saved us from these trials and these tribulations, and that He's given us wealth that we can spend on those people who are suffering. We can give them this type of aid. We're in a situation, we're in a position where we can help those people. And a person lives here in comfort, in total comfort. He doesn't have to worry about leaving home and his family being unsafe. He doesn't have to worry about coming back from work and seeing his house demolished and destroyed. He doesn't have to worry about these things. He doesn't have to worry about money and about income. He doesn't have to worry about food. Where is he going to get the food from? How is my child, how is my family going to eat today? He doesn't have to worry about those things. Yet there are people around the world who are thinking about these things every single day. They're worried they're going to leave their homes and their homes are going to be destroyed. They wake up in the morning and they're thinking, how am I going to feed my children? Where am I going to get the food from? And us living here, we can't even imagine this. We can't even begin to imagine what those people are going through. And so a person living here with the blessings that he's been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sees those people suffering, he helps them. He offers them aid. He gives them wealth. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that wealth doesn't decrease through charity. When you give in charity, when you give money to those who need it, your wealth won't decrease. It won't decrease as a result of you helping others. So my brothers and sisters, it's an opportune time. It's an ideal moment for you to be rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving your wealth to those who need it the most, by aiding those people who are in need and those people who are looking for people to help them. Those people who are looking around and they're asking others and they're saying, Mata Nasrullah? When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? The sixth benefit of trials and tribulations that afflict the Muslims in this world is that this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have decreed is going to happen. And if anything, it should increase our iman and not decrease it. It should make us stronger as believers and not make us weaker. The fact that they foretold that these things are going to happen to the Muslim ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا. Do the people think that they will be left alone just because they say we believe, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and that they won't be tested as a result of this? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Rather, we tested those who came before. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know who are those people who are truthful. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And He will know those individuals who are the liars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that these things are going to happen to the Muslim ummah. These things are going to take place. And is to distinguish between those who have iman and those who don't have iman. Those who are the believers and those who are the hypocrites. Those who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who forsake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't have trust in Allah azza wa jal. So that we can distinguish between the two. لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. The fact that these trials happen so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can differentiate between the khabith and between the tayyib, between the impure, between those people who are contaminated. The iman isn't there. They're hypocrites. They don't have any love or any sympathy for their Muslim brothers and sisters. And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see the tayyib, can see the good, can see those people who have some element of iman, can see those people who have some mercy and compassion, those people who are the true believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things happen so that Allah azza wa jal can distinguish between the two, and so that we as believers can tell who are the true believers and who aren't the true believers, who are helping the Muslim brothers and who aren't helping the Muslim brothers and sisters. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went out to the battle of Uhud, when he went out to the battle of Uhud, he was around 1,000 strong. On the way there, before they went to the battleground, around 300 of them left. Around 300 of them left. And many of us would think this was a problem. This is something which harmed the Muslims. This is something which was, you know, a negative. But rather it was a positive. Because they saw who were the true believers and who weren't. And so you learn lessons from these types of situations. When you're at these critical moments, you see who are the true believers and who aren't. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ, that you are going to be tested in your wealth, وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, and in your own selves. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, and you for sure are going to hear from the people of the book. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and from those who commit shirk, أَذًا كَثِيرًا, lots of abuse, lots of harm, lots of insults. And if this isn't relevant and pertinent to what's happening today, then I don't know what it's relevant to. The fact that this is happening today, people are insulting us, people are harming us, people are mocking us, people are humiliating us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us in the Quran that this is going to happen, that you're going to hear from those people, and they're going to be insulting you, and they're going to be harming you. But those people who are going to be victorious are those who will be patient, and those who will stick to the Quran and the Sunnah, and those who remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His help, Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb, verily His help is close. It's going to happen. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned that this situation will occur, and that the Muslims will be in a state of weakness. He said that there will be a time when the nations are going to call each other. They're going to call each other just like they do when there's food around. They're going to call each other and they're going to set upon you. They're going to attack you. And so it was said by the companions, will it be because we are few in number, O Messenger of Allah? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, rather you're going to be many on that day. There's going to be loads of you. You won't be weak with regards to your number. You're going to be great in number. But rather you're going to be like the foam on the river, meaning you're not going to be worth anything. Even though you're huge in number, the quantity is there, but there's no quality with regards to the Muslims who are living today. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemies. They won't fear you anymore. And He'll throw wahan in your hearts. He'll throw wahan in your hearts. And the companions, they said, O Messenger of Allah, what is wahan? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, love of this world and hatred for death. And this is exactly what's happening today. We have a love of this world. We want to accumulate and make lots of money. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا, you love wealth and excessive wealth, an extreme form of love. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He rectifies our affairs and the affairs of the Muslims all over the world. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Many of us, when we see these incidents happening all over the world, and we see these images and we see these videos, it tugs at our heartstrings, and we feel upset, and we become emotional, and we want to do something. We want to go out and help those people. And I want to mention something that all of us can do, something that will help our Muslim brothers and sisters wherever they may be, in any part of the world, in any country where the Muslims are being persecuted and slaughtered. Something that we can do here, something that every single one of us can do sitting here today, whether we're old or whether we're young, whether we're male or female, whether we're strong or whether we're weak, whether we have lots of money or whether we don't have any money at all to give in charity. Every single one of us has this weapon that he can use, that if every single one of us use this weapon effectively, it could change the whole face of the ummah. It could change the entire state of the Muslim world today. And this weapon that every single one of us possesses, brothers and sisters, is dua, is supplication. The scholars, they said, ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of the believer. There was once an oppressive Muslim ruler who used to oppress the Muslims. He used to harm the Muslims. Nobody liked him. He was unjust. And once he was walking down the street, from the many towns and cities that he had command over and authority over, and he was wearing the best of clothes, and he had guards around him, and he was walking with pride and with arrogance, and there were crowds around him despising him because of the harm that he had caused them. But they couldn't do anything. And he's walking down the street knowing that they can't harm him, knowing that they can't do anything. He himself has guards around him, and he's walking with pride and with arrogance, and nobody dares to say anything except an old frail woman. She comes out of the crowd and stands in front of him, and she says, looking at him, pointing at him, she says, "I'm going to make dua against you. I'm going to supplicate to Allah." And this man, in his pride and in his arrogance, he laughs at her and he walks away. And he turns around and he says to this woman, he says, "Don't forget to make dua in the last part of the night." And he walks off, because dua in the last part of the night is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometime later, this very same leader, this very same oppressive leader, is going down the same streets in chains and in handcuffs. And the people are humiliating him. And the guards are now taking him not as an oppressive leader, but as a prisoner. And he's being humiliated. And the same old woman comes out in front of him. And she says to him, "I took your advice. Jazakallah khair." So we can see from this story, brothers and sisters, the power of dua. How many of us really supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day for our Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world? How many of us, when we pray and when we're in sajda and we're the closest we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we're in sajda, while we're prostrating, how many of us supplicate to Allah azza wa jal to ease the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world? How many of us really do this? And I question myself before I question anybody else. How many of us wake up in the middle of the night, in the last part of the night, and supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal to ease their suffering? It's easy for us to say things. It's easy for us to share a quote or a message online. But how many of us actually do something? How many of us are actually acting and making a difference through our supplications, through our dua? How many of us are doing this? Really sincerely think about this and ask yourselves, brothers and sisters. How many of us are doing this on a consistent basis? It's one thing doing it in one day of the week, for Jumu'ah when the Khatib makes the dua at the end of his khutbah. But it's another thing doing it yourself regularly and consistently, making dua for those people around you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He ease the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في العراق وفي أفغانستان وفي الشام وفي بورما وفي أفريقيا اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في كشمير اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في فلسطين وفي غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم دمر أعداءهم اللهم أعزهم يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم ودعوه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر والله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Souls fufakum, straighten your rows. Straightening the rows is from the perfection of the prayer, so make sure your rows are straight. اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون Thank you.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A few announcements. Courses for sisters in a range of subjects will be starting soon. Registration is tomorrow, Saturday, 16th of August, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. via door F. The Green Lane Masjid Food Bank is now up and running. Stocks are running out quickly. Please donate generously towards this project. The Jamiat Ahlul Hadith Urdu Conference will be held on Sunday, 24th of August. There are a range of speakers attending, inshallah. The main speaker is Dr. Abdul Muhsin Al-Qasim, who is one of the Imams of Masjid Nabawi. The Islamwise Revert Brothers class is held every Friday at 6:30 in the library. All new Muslim brothers are invited to attend. Islamwise will be holding a one-day intensive course on giving da'wah to atheists on Sunday, the 31st of August. This course is for brothers only and pre-registration is required. Finally, the masjid is reliant on your support. Please donate generously on your way out. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.